Our Place, episode 493.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? 2 weeks again. It's terrible really, isn't it? Eh? Can't
not the place just particularly.
Can't get the staff nowadays, can you? Can't get the staff.
Well, we never said we'd be every week anymore, did we? Because there isn't always anything to do. But that wasn't the reason that last week.
I see, you have a big yawn, that's it.
That wasn't the reason last week, it was because we had we're expecting some visitors.
That's right, yeah.
Your mum and dad, but we'll get to that nearer the time.
Yep.
Previous week, what did we do?
Kind of things, you know, all kinds of interesting things have been happening.
Well, the previous week, I did say we got a new gadget, so we did get that the previous week. The week after we'd done a podcast, on the Monday after we did the last podcast, we got a gadget, didn't we, darling?
Yeah, that was the radio, wasn't it? Yeah. The D-74?
The Kenwood.
Kenwood D, or THD-74E.
Yes. That's what it, that's his full title, if you haven't.
Yes. Indeed. And
European version, if it's American, it's
European.
An A.
It's an A, that's right. And it's a good radio. It's a talking handheld radio, transceiver. For those that, you have to really be into amateur radio to buy it.
Say that, but nobody asked you if you...
No, they didn't, but you got to...
You don't have to if you're not, though, and you transmit.
Yeah.
Because it does do other things, and you can listen on the bands, of course.
Yes, you can, yeah. It's
but it has other bands, like broadcast bands as well.
Broadcast bands, it has
kinds of things,
upper side band, lower side band, CW.
Yeah.
And all kinds, FM and AM. And it's an interesting rig, and it's, if you like, the most talking handset we've heard of, isn't it?
Yes,
Ange?
It is.
Because it speaks most things, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so we got that, and got that on the Monday. And then on the Wednesday, what else did we get, Ange, on the Wednesday?
Is that when we got the Chromebook?
That's when we got the Chromebook.
You got your Chromebook.
Yeah, we got. I bought a cheap one because I didn't know how accessible it was going to be for, you know, workaday stuff. But I actually bought an Asus Flip 100 and PA 100, I think it is, and it was £239 on Amazon. And yeah, it is brilliant. There are bits that are weirdly not accessible, but some websites like QuickBooks don't work so well on it. But Gmail does, Docs does, you know, things that you might want to keep does. It's also got Android on it as well as Chrome OS. And it works very well. So, excuse me, I'm really happy about that. And I've been learning about the Chromebook and the radio, and so my poor little brain, all these gadgets, learning about them all at the same time.
But that was your fault, learning them all at the same time.
Yeah, and then, I think on the Friday, we got a Western Digital MyCloud external NAS drive, didn't we, Angie? Network attached storage.
Yes, that would be the Friday, wouldn't it?
That was Friday a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah. And so all these gadgets. And now we bought another one yesterday, didn't we, Angie?
Yeah, well,
another
we'll
one.
Come
it's not
to
a
that.
Gadget, but
well, it's not a gadget that we planned on buying. We'll come to that when we get to it.
That's right. So those are the gadgets. Those are the electronic gadgets that we bought. And so I've been spending a lot of the week kind of learning those, the radio and the Chromebook, and really enjoying it, actually. And what else have we been doing, Ange?
I don't think anything unusual, have we?
No, not really.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
No.
You haven't even been to an exhibition in that time, have you? When did you? Oh, did you? No.
No, the only time I've been out was Thursday this week.
That's this week.
And that was to Hitchin to try and fix a problem with email on tablets, and it turned out to be our internet was a problem. not the tablet. So, yeah. So I had a little out in there, didn't I?
Yes.
Next exhibition I'm going to is the Blind Veterans on the 11th of March.
11th of March, soon coming.
Yes, in London.
A Saturday of all days.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, so yeah, we go back to, so that week.
Yeah.
Up to the weekend, nothing. Now the weekend, we did talk about should we do a podcast, and I thought, well, at least we can mention that we've got our two gadgets, and if you wanted to demonstrate either, but we don't at the moment, do we?
Not this week, no, but we will.
We might, well, we might or we might not. I mean, there is, we might, I guess. I don't know if there's a definite whether we will or not, really.
I might do a podcast one week on the Chromebook and, you know, what you can do with it. And
yeah.
We may demonstrate some of that, but...
You might want to do it first, maybe, as well, and the recording a different time. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. But anyway, so there's that. So on the Saturday, we'd thought about doing one, but then my parents-in-law said they were going to come round and...
Put some shelves up for us.
Put some shelves up.
Yeah, yeah.
If they couldn't, because they'd got the wrong pins or something.
Yep.
But so they took it home,
and now they got the right pins.
Then Charlotte went to IKEA and got the right pins. And apparently, you can go and pick as many, get these pins, and they are just sitting there for free.
Yeah, yeah, so that's good.
So you buy the shelves, you just
pick up the pins. Yeah, yeah.
So that was nice, that worked a treat.
Yep.
Because my father-in-law was thinking he was going to be able to make them out of, I can't remember what he said, how he said,
cut them down at size, I think. He was going to cut them down.
That was
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were too long, but he didn't have to.
No.
It turns out, so that's fine. So we didn't. That's why we didn't do one, and we hadn't an awful lot to say really, except to mention these gadgets.
Yeah.
So we didn't get round to doing that. So we come on to this week. I don't think much. Particularly happened on Monday, did it?
No.
Except they can put the shelves back.
The thing I forgot is the Monday before, didn't you go to...
We talked about Moorfields, if that's what you
That's
mean.
Right, Moorfields.
I've already talked about that.
Yeah, but that's right. The new thing about that is that you've got your letter, which we'll come to.
Oh, yeah, that was this week.
As well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got the letter to say for the operation on the 26th of April.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll have to be there for 7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning, Angie's got to be at Moorfields.
So I'll already be asleep. They want to make me sleepy. Well, I'll be sleepy already, so that should be easy. I'll probably go to sleep. Bit of sedation and I'll go zonk.
Yeah.
Who knows? But so that's, yeah, we got that. The lady rang me up the day before, didn't she? I can't remember what day we were sitting here.
That's right, yeah.
It over lunch?
Over lunch, wasn't it?
I think so.
And we was on our own.
Because Emma went to do something, I can't remember what. She went out for some reason.
Yeah.
And the lady rung up from Moorfields about it.
That's it.
And said, well, we'll send you a letter as well. Is that day all right? So, yeah. So, okay, yeah. So that was, I don't remember when, which day, but, so, I think Tuesday is when the fun starts, doesn't it?
The fun starts.
The fun not.
Yes.
So I go to get the milk out, and I've got the coffee in the cups, and I start pouring milk, and it comes out all... It doesn't pour smoothly. It goes all thick.
Yeah.
This milk shouldn't have gone like that. So I thought, well, all right, we'll throw that away, and we had black coffee.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, do you know what? I've not seen milk do that, except if you've left it outside, so it's too warm. Is the fridge working? I thought, it doesn't seem that cold, but that room's very cold anyway, so it's hard to say, because everything is cold in there. You know what I mean? So everything feels cold, but I discovered that something on top of the fridge felt as cold as the inside of the fridge. I thought, well, shouldn't the fridge feel slightly colder?
Yeah.
So Emma had a look later and said, you know what, it is, it's not very cold in there at all. This is after I'd gone out and bought some more milk, and I said to the lady in the shop, I'm only going to buy one this time.
Yeah.
Because I said, I'm not sure if my fridge is working. And you know, people, she said, oh no. I said, yeah, I'm not sure it is. So I'm only going to get one four pint of milk.
Yeah.
This was, which day was this? Was
Tuesday, wasn't it?
It must have been Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
Well, yeah, because
was it Wednesday, actually? No, it was, actually, it was Wednesday.
No, it was Wednesday, wasn't it?
It must have been Wednesday, Tuesday. Yeah. We hadn't, Tuesday everything was all right. Well, we don't know how long the fridge has been off. I think longer than that, because the milk had gone like that. So
yeah.
We don't know how many days that fridge has actually been wrong. Because it's ever so cold in that room.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why it wasn't obvious that the fridge wasn't working.
And the milk had kept up till then.
Yeah.
I don't think it had just gone that, even the day before, probably not.
No.
Probably a couple of days at least.
So then on Wednesday.
So that's what happened. So yeah.
On Wednesday, I rang Candy, the make of the fridge, and went through a whole load of palaver because we didn't know whether it could be repaired or not, and they were going to come out, and it was
£145
to get it repaired. Yeah. Gave them all the information, had to get things read off the fridge rating plate and things like that.
We wanted to know if it could be repaired. I said, yes, it can.
Yeah.
Said.
Yeah. Fair and enough. Then, yeah.
So I thought, yeah, he's pretty good. He did tell us what to look for, and yes, he said it can be repaired, that one.
Yeah.
And he even said it's probably the compressor that's gone. So he booked us in for a Friday appointment.
Yeah.
And he said it's an all-day appointment, but, you know, we'll text you. Yeah, that's right, the times. So I think Thursday nothing happened especially either, did it? Except you went on that little outing to see that lady to try to fix her tablet.
Yeah.
That's all really that happened, I think, Thursday.
Thursday.
So Friday, you and Emma walked to the post
office. We went for a walk to the post office, and I got a phone call.
You got a phone call.
On my mobile while I was out. And the chap said, I can't come today. We haven't got the parts. And I said, what do you mean you haven't got the parts? And he said, I have to order the parts. They've only just rang me up today to tell me, this was Friday, to tell me that I'm repairing this your fridge, and I haven't got the parts for your fridge. And so, you know, I blame the office. That was bad.
It was
because
bad. Okay.
Because they should have rang him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he would have had a chance to pick them up.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was equally frustrated. So when I came back from a walk, Emma and I whizzed off to Curry's.
Because they said it could be a week, didn't they?
Yeah, they said it could be a week, and I didn't want to be without the fridge any longer.
It's quite difficult, even in a cold room, keeping them out cold that long.
Yeah. Right. So we whizzed off to Curry's, fridge hunting. And that was actually very good because we didn't get into... I think I bought the fridge at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And it arrived at 10 to 8 this morning. So that was pretty good going.
And they took the old one away. If you pay them extra £20, they take
They took the old one away. And so now, this morning I spent time taking tape off all the shelves and Angie got the stuff out the old fridge. Well, Angie had already got the stuff out the old fridge.
Yeah,
so and that. So it. Now we've turned the fridge on and we're just waiting now for the temperature to get up.
They reckon to leave it 6 hours.
They reckon to leave it for 6 hours.
The coolant, yeah. Really.
Yeah. But anyway.
You know, it probably wouldn't matter if you put your food in, except it couldn't. Perhaps work so efficiently to start with, I don't know. And also your food. They're thinking of keeping it cool. Well, you're not going to keep it cool anyway, because I've got no way to keep it that cool.
But so
sitting on the stone floor in the room where the fridge is at night.
Anyway, we got this new fridge.
So that was the fun and games.
So I'm going to cancel Candy's repairing on...
Tried it last night, but
I was on hold all the time. So that, as it were...
If they could have said straight away, but because of their inefficiency of not telling, fancy telling the engineer that morning, or that day, that you've got to do it.
Yep.
That's silly, isn't it?
They should
get him as soon as they can and say...
Yeah, they should have rang him up.
Can you get these parts? You need to go to this place.
I mean, I rang about 4:30 it was in before that.
They could have told him on the Thursday.
Exactly, they could have told him on the Thursday morning. So they had plenty of time. So anyway, I wasn't happy with them. So I bought a new fridge, and I bought a Beko this time. Or Beko, however you pronounce it.
The adverts on telly call it Beko.
Yeah.
I don't know.
B-E-K-O.
Yeah.
So
I'd say Beko.
Yeah.
But It now is the same as the freezer. That's better.
So we've got both of them the same now, the same make. Yeah.
It's got a wine rack in it. That's what I bought it for. Put his beer on.
That's
it. It's actually called a bottle shelf.
A bottle shelf. Yes.
Actually, to be precise.
Yes. Because we read the manual this morning, didn't we?
I'm looking forward to putting a beer on it.
We scanned it.
I've got four bottles of beer I can put on already.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to seeing how cold it gets.
Well, it depends how high you turn them.
Yeah.
We even managed to scan the booklet, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That's what I say. We read the manual this morning, didn't we?
Yeah. It was ever so well as well, our scanner.
And a little bit of sadness. We heard the last Brian Matthews sounds of the 60s.
Oh, yes, because we got up, stayed up early because we knew
because we knew it was coming. And we also heard Annika Rice's last show as well.
Yes.
Annika moves to midnight and Sounds of the 60s moves to 6 in the morning. Don't know quite why Radio 2 are fixing something that isn't broken. But
they change things around anyway every so often. Yeah. They're having some changeovers, aren't they? BBC, they do this every so often.
Yeah. So that was our week, really, wasn't it, Ange?
Yeah. I went to get some milk this afternoon.
And some chips.
Well, we bought fish and chips, to be precise.
Yep.
That basically... Oh, last night, our amateur radio club, they have a club net once a month, and we used this little radio to go on.
Yep.
And I was surprised we could hear... The net controller is quite... Well, it's Codicote. I'm not sure how... Or Upper Codicote, I think it is. I'm not sure how far that actually is from us, but it is... Not that close.
No, it's got to be at least 10 miles, I would say.
As the crow flies, it's probably not too far away.
Mm.
But it's, you know...
Yeah,
it's,
he could hear us too, couldn't he?
And I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because it was only the little aerial...
The little portable aerial that comes with the handset.
Yes.
So that wasn't bad.
People who have... And one of our listeners, hello, Brian, who was listening to this podcast...
Yeah.
Not that he heard a podcast, I know that, because his wife bought a microspeak because she said Brian heard the podcast about the microspeak.
Oh, right. Hi, Brian.
So I'm assuming, I don't know, Lisa, if you're listening, hello, but Brian might well be.
But Brian's also bought one of these.
He's came the same
Day as ours.
Hope you're getting on with yours, Brian, if you've got
any. Yeah, we certainly are, aren't we?
Anything. You want to talk
If you want to talk about the D74, then tell us.
I don't know how many people that listen to us actually are interested in this kind of thing, so come and tell us, anyone.
Yeah.
Because we don't know everyone that's out there, do we?
No. So...
Listening. So, yeah, that is it, really.
That's the week, isn't it? That's
yes,
the week.
Or the 2 weeks,
The 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't think we've got anything else to say... in terms of other things, other than
you were going to mention
a little announcement, at some point I've got to switch the podcast website over because we're moving over to WordPress. What will happen is the URL will change. I don't think I've got any control over that because it will become /podcast/feed, I think it is, or something like that. But if you're subscribed with iTunes or anything like that, it should redirect automatically, so I'm told, reliably. And also any of the networks, the major networks, should automatically redirect. Once I know what the feed is exactly, I'll give it to you on the podcast in case things don't work out and you have to resubscribe. But if you do, I apologize. It is necessary because I've been generating all the code by hand with the aid of a program written by Sean, a friend of mine, the RSS feed, and I want to move it over to one that is more iTunes and all the other networks compatible. So we're moving over to WordPress, and so if the website changes, probably next weekend, or it may be midweek if I can get it to do it in the evening, because it won't take long to switch, but certainly by next weekend it will change over, and I will let you know. But meanwhile, what you can do for yourselves is keep an eye on www.ourplace-podcast.info, because if you go up there you'll know when the website changes, because the layout will all be different and things like that, and that's where the show notes will be. and you will be able to download the show direct if you lose the subscription. So not a problem, it's just that we need to switch over at some point. So do bear with us while we switch over. Bear with us with any teething problems and things like that. Going to be good though, because apparently it's going to be good for me, because Seriously Simple Podcasting, which is a plugin I'm using, gives me listener stats and how many people have subscribed and all kinds of things. So I can get an idea then of how many people are listening and things like that. So, as I say, do bear with us, and I apologise for any inconvenience or any loss of service, but we will be around, won't we, Angie?
Yes.
I think that's about it for the podcast. What about you?
Yes, I think so.
Except to remind you of the contact details, if you want to email me, it's ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And if you want to go onto the website, is www.ourplace-podcast.info. Once it's changed, you'll be able to contact me direct from the website as well, which will be another new thing that you can't do at the moment. So, you know, you'll be able to send me an email direct from the website too. And all kinds of neat things like that. So, without any more ado, I'm going to say cheerio.
No, you're not.
Why?
You've got a song to talk about.
I am. I'm going to just say that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Bear with me.
Pardon.
Without any more ado, I'm going to say cheerio.
Well, bye from me.
And we're going to leave you with a song that we are hot on the heels of Gail from Julie. Comes her husband, Pat, not to be outdone. thank you, Pat, for this. I like it. It's a lovely song. Basically, Pat had a male friend his friend had a baby, became a father for the first time. And Pat promised him, write him a song. And he did. And this is a result of that. And the song is called Alice. And so, as I say, we've said our cheerios. So we're going to leave the last word to Pat to sing a song for us called Alice. And we will see you next time.
As you sit here in my arms, and the world is going round, but you don't even know what's going on. You're so special, yes, that's true. Little Alice, I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Alice, you're pretty, yes, that's true. And I want the world to know how much I care. I never thought the day would come for me to hold my baby in my arms. Every day I go to work, but you're always on my mind. It hurts me to go outside the door. As each day passes by, and I see your little smile, knowing you'll be waiting there when I come home. Alice, you're pretty, yes, that's true. And I want the world to know how much I care. I never thought the day would come for me to hold my baby in my arms. you're pretty. Yes, that is true. And I want the world to know how much I care. I never thought the day would come for me to hold my baby in my arms, for me to hold my baby in my arms.